Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Alamonte. I'm joined tonight by Jody Higgins and our very special guest, Natasha Scott. Lynn Bleasdale couldn't be with us tonight. She's experiencing some technical difficulties. But we're here to help you out and answer your questions. How are you ladies doing tonight?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good, thank you.
Good. That was my eye doctor calling on the other line to see how I was doing. That's why I was a minute getting it back in. So. Okay.
I was just here enough to say, welcome to our show tonight, guys. I was going to jump in there, Sue. I had your back.
I appreciate that. I shouldn't get any more interruptions, so. But that happens the day of surgery. I'm just thankful I've got such a good, caring doctor.
So what was the outcome? What did he say about what's going on with your eyes? Because I'm sure that some of our listeners would like to know what the prognosis is and what was going on with your eyes.
My vision has been affected severely for the last few years. And
okay.
I went in to get my eyes examined for new glasses and was told I could not get them. I had to go see a specialist, and turns out that I have cataracts. So today he removed the cataract out of my left eye and put a new lens in. And in 2 weeks, he will do my right eye and remove the cataract and put a new lens in that eye. And my vision should be 20/20 or very close to it for distance. I will need reading glasses, which is fine. I'm going to be 60 in a month. I don't mind wearing the reading glasses. But I won't need glasses or for distance, which I think is wonderful.
I think that's wonderful, too. And so I'm going to ask you something our listeners might want to know. How do you feel this may have affected your gifts? Did you think by not being able to see as well, some of your other senses got stronger? And do you think your gifts grew with that?
I would say yes at times. And other times it did affect my gifts where they weren't as heightened because I was so nervous and so concerned about what was going on. I failed my vision test severely 3 different times, and he was concerned with the results that I had a brain tumor. So that left me very nervous, and I wasn't able to focus on my abilities, my gifts, my work, worrying about whether or not that was going to come back with everything else that's been going on. And
Yes. Thank
God, Mother and Father God and the angels were there for me. I do not have a brain tumor. I do not have an enlarged pituitary gland. It is just the cataracts. So now that we know what it is and I can focus on that and get it fixed, everything's going to be great.
Yeah, so you have good things coming forward now that we're looking forward instead of back. But you have had a really rough couple of months. I know you had a heart attack. We know that you've had some difficulties, and I hope you don't mind me sharing again. But, you know, if you would like to reach out and help Sue right now, she could use a little support. She has some income that's coming in April. But if you're listening and you get readings from Sue on a regular basis, please step out and check our Sacred Embers group page. And if you can, either make a small donation or share the fundraiser that is on our Sacred Embers group, because Sue could use some support to get her through to when her income is starting again in April, right?
Yes, thank you so much. It's been,
Well, you're not one to ask for help, so I'm just sticking my nose in and
I've always stood on my own 2 feet. I raised 3 children on my own with no help. And I just, I don't, I don't ask for help. And, I mean, I appreciate so much you guys putting this together for me. It's just, you know, a little bit of what I've been going through so the listeners understand and don't think that I'm just a mooch. My husband and I moved to Ohio back in 2012 to help my parents out who were getting elderly. My father was diagnosed in 2013 with metastasized bladder cancer, and he passed away. My mother was diagnosed with severe breathing issues. She had severe emphysema. I stayed to help her. Then she ended up having a heart attack and needed a quadruple bypass but couldn't have it because of her breathing. So I took care of her. My husband lived 2 hours away from me. While I was here taking care of my mother in the meantime, in 2015, my husband had a massive heart attack at work and passed away. So I was left here to take care of my mom, unable to work because she couldn't be left alone. She passed in 2017. Well, in 2016, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, had surgery. Thank God I am a conqueror of breast cancer. I'm still clear. Right, not long after that, I had a severe gallbladder attack, had to have my gallbladder removed. And then last August, I had a heart attack. I lost my mother in 2017, and then in August, I had a heart attack, which they classify as a widowmaker. So I was very, very fortunate. I'm so blessed to still be here. So
we're happy you're here.
Yeah.
And you're not being a mooch. I'm being a mooch.
I'm not one that asks for help. And
I know.
But I truly do appreciate all the support, everything everybody's been doing for me to help me out until I can get back on my feet.
Until someone's really been through it, they don't know what it's like to be in that position.
I went
through my divorce. And when I got divorced, I thought, oh, my gosh, all the people I know who've gone through this, I wish I had supported them even more because it is a really painful thing. And going through illness, trust me, you and I know, I've been through some major illness the last 3 years. I'm lucky to come out still landing on my feet. It's tough.
Yeah, and it is.
When you have even tougher things that are life-threatening or you can't see, you can't drive, you can't work, how are you going to pay bills? Let alone put food on the table.
Right. It's difficult, too. I have a lot of medical issues going on that I'm working on, but one of them also is severe arthritis from literally head to toe. And I have a very difficult time walking. I can't stand for a long period of time. So I am really limited on what I can do right now.
Yeah, I know. And so, it's the season of love.
Yeah.
I'm just going to spread a little love your way.
Yes, I have so much support. I'm so blessed. But that is our topic tonight, is love.
I know.
So,
did you
Jody,
know that it's Galentine's Day?
Yeah.
No, I mean, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, but today is Galentine's Day with a G. So it's when you get to celebrate all of your gal friends, your gal pals. So happy Galentine's Day, Sue. I love you. And to you, Lynn, because I know you're not listening, and to Natasha and all of our lady friends out there, I thought I would just share that.
I had never heard that before, but that's pretty cool.
Isn't that funny?
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when my kids were young, every Valentine's, I would buy them treats and whatever, and I told them it's a celebration of love, not just a celebration of your partner and yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. My mom, your children will love those memories. My mother used to give us things, and I think I had the cup for a long time. She gave me a little cup, a coffee cup, right, for hot chocolate, and it had candy in it. But it had little red hearts on it, and it said, Happy Valentine's Day. And I had that until just probably a few years ago. you know, it was a Valentine's present from my mom. You can't get rid of that stuff.
No,
awesome.
You can't. It's when my daughter was, so when my kids were young, we didn't really celebrate Valentine's Day a lot because that was Michelle's birthday. I would get them a small candy heart or something, but that was her day. That was her birthday, so we
aww,
didn't really.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Mhm. Yeah, couldn't take away from her.
No, not at all. So what do you think about Valentine's Day as a topic, Sue? I think it's kind of a fun way to remind people. But what do you think of it?
I think I love all holidays, but I think so many of the holidays have become commercialized and we have forgotten what the meaning of the holidays really are. And Valentine's Day is a celebration of love. And it's not just love of your partner or your spouse. The most important love you should have in your life is the love of yourself. So celebrate
the
love that you have.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah. We forget when we're giving love to everybody else to give love to ourselves. So celebrate
That's so true.
Yeah. We got to love ourselves and love each other. And it is a good reminder, but we need to carry it on every day of the year, not just February 14th.
That's true.
But that's my 2 cents worth.
You're absolutely right, Sue, because I think the emphasis in our society in general is loving other people, which is obviously amazing. But people don't really understand what true self-love is because then they start to question if they're selfish. Oh, am
right.
I putting myself above my partner? Am I putting myself above my children? And the thing is, you're not going to be functioning very well if you're putting everyone else ahead of you. And it's a known fact, too, that women do this a lot. They put their families ahead of themselves and they develop breast cancer. Breast cancer is very linked to putting other people before yourself.
Yes.
So,
wow.
That's such a good point, Natasha. It's such a good point.
Yeah, and I think our society, because, you know, like the pendulum has swung. We've gone from let's love everyone to now we need to focus on loving ourselves because what would happen if we all loved ourselves, we would all love each other automatically and effortlessly, right?
Yes.
True.
Because at this point, when we're busy loving our family members, children, parents, etc., there's a lot of obligation feeling. And the reason we feel the obligation side of it is because we're not taking care of ourselves properly. It would never feel like an obligation if we would love ourselves first.
That's so true.
Yeah,
that's very true.
So I think we have to really start with our children. We have to really teach our children to love themselves because then they won't be codependent with friends and codependent with partners because that is not healthy.
That's a very good point because there are so many parents out there that don't teach their children self-worth and self-love. They're more critical. And instead of being critical, we should be unconditionally supportive and loving and teach them
yes.
the same thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of people
yes.
aren't just, they're also not nice to themselves. I even, you know, one of my favorite things I'll say to people, I'll hear them say something that's derogatory to themselves, and I'll say, don't talk to my friend like that. And now they've turned the table on me, and they'll say, don't talk about my friend Jody like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't forget, you know, you have to be your own best friend.
Absolutely.
You like that, Natasha?
Yeah. But you do.
I know,
and
me
you do
too.
That leads to boundaries because you teach other people how to love you by what you're willing to take.
Yeah.
So if you truly honor yourself, you're not going to allow anyone to push you around or mistreat you.
Right.
That is true. There is something that I read, and what it said was that how people treat us will only go to a level that is as bad as we treat ourselves. And it's not until it gets to that level that we see it as abuse. So if we're mean to ourselves, you know, if we call ourselves ugly or we call ourselves stupid or idiot, some of those negative words, right? And someone comes along and they call us something that we think is a connotation as being worse than that way of speaking to us that we do to ourselves, suddenly it's abuse, right? We see it as being unkind. But what is it that let others, including ourselves, treat us so badly?
Oh,
right?
I honestly think this is a generational thing. It's gone from one generation to another, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Right?
And like, I think it's something that's difficult to have stop.
Well, everything is changing now. I mean, the children that are being born in the last 30 years are much more heart-based, much more authentic. So they're teaching us a lot, and it's going to shift everything.
Yeah. I agree.
Good. Yes. Well, we have a couple of callers on hold. Are you ladies ready to start taking some calls?
Sure. Do you want me to share with you real quickly what Lynn had submitted?
Yes, please do.
Okay. She had submitted her contribution to the love discussion. It's a snippet from Corinthians 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It does not brag, and it is not proud. Love is not rude, it is not selfish, and it cannot be made angry easily. Love does not remember wrongs done against it. Love is never happy when others do wrong, but it is always happy with the truth. Love never gives up on people. It never stops trusting, never loses hope, and never quits.
That's beautiful.
Very
beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. So
okay.
Let's spread some love to our listeners, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, I wanted to add one more thing to do with self-love. I was reading in the news today, the number one scam is romance fraud, Canadian, more than $22 million in 2018. It was
boyfriend
the number one scam.
Fraud?
Romance fraud.
What is romance
fraud? Where people meet each other online and they will seduce the other person and then they start asking the other person for money.
Oh.
And it's number one. It was the number one scam ahead of all the other scams that you hear about out there. But that,
isn't
that
it
is proof of how
horrible
much self-love
people
is. In our society, people don't love themselves or that would not be number one.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So
and the
true.
Other thing, and when it comes to a partnership, especially a partnership, because, you know, your parents are your children are your parents and your children, people have to remember the other person is not the other half of you. The other person is the icing on your cake. You're already the cake.
Yes.
That's the analogy I like to use. You're already whole. You're already complete. When that person comes in, they're just adding more to what you already have, more joy, more laughter, more anything. And if that's not what's happening, you're wasting your time.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Life is too short for anything else.
That's
okay,
right.
All right. That was my 2 cents worth. I'm done now, Sue.
Righty. We just lost a caller, so I will take the next caller that's in line. Area 303, you're on the air. Can we get your name?
Hi, my name is Allison. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. How can we help you tonight, Allison?
I'm in a noisy Actually, let me step outside because it's really noisy where I am.
Okay.
I can hardly hear you. And I'm in a restaurant, and so it's dinner time. So lots of traffic. Okay, that's much better. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Okay, good.
Now we just have cars going by instead of people talking. So,
go ahead.
I've been looking for a new place to live to get out of a roommate situation into my own living space rental. And it is proving to be way more expensive and arduous than I had anticipated. Which is exhausting me and making me wonder if I can even achieve what I need to achieve.
Okay. Jody, are you getting anything yet for Allison?
Kind of. I'm not really connected with her yet. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to let someone else go first. I'm not quite ready.
Okay.
Allison, this is Natasha here. Do you have somewhere else you can stay in the meantime?
I do not. No, I do not. Not at all.
Okay. I did pull some angel cards for you. And I have the card that it's called Emerging. So, I do think things are going to come together for you. I also have the Healing card, and you need to do some sort of healing to move faster, to move forward faster, because you feel like it's moving slow, correct?
It's not that it's moving slowly as much as it is trying to move the mountain, and I'm not sure the mountain can be moved.
Well, are you trying to, like you say, it's a roommate issue. Is the roommate issue a friend, ex-partner? What is the issue?
I don't want to go into it. I just need to move out of a roommate situation into my own living space.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, sometimes, I am going to say this, sometimes you may need to move into more of renting a room in a house as opposed to an apartment or something, like something to tide you over.
I'm not moving into another roommate situation.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That is not the answer. It is not the solution, and it just replaces one problem with a different problem. The issue is moving into my own space, rental, not to buy. That is the only way forward. This is so clear to me. This is so abundantly clear to me.
But you're in a situation where you don't have the income for that, right?
There's a number of challenges, actually. Quite a number of challenges I have discovered.
Well, I think you're going to have to look at some alternatives because you do have these challenges. And I know that it's hard to hear, but I'm not sure that I just feel like your finances are limited. It's going to be very difficult to find something where you can live on your own alone. Are you still working or are you unable to work?
I am not working at the moment, but I am certainly able and willing and will work when I get this taken care of first.
Yeah, because it's too much right now, right?
I can't look for a job and do this at the same time. This is my job right now. 6 hours a day I do this, look for a place to live.
I'm just trying to help you here, you know.
I understand
it's difficult.
Yeah. I'm exhausted, to be honest. I'm exhausted.
I'm tired, and I'm
exhausted, and I'm worn out. And I'm exhausted. Just no other word for it. Really exhausted.
I'm going to just interject here. It's Natasha. Just remember, this isn't happening to you. It's happening for you. Right? Because that takes you out of feeling powerless, and it pulls you into understanding that this is what the universe wants for you at this time, because there is something here for you to learn. After this experience you're going through, you will be stronger, you will be happier, et cetera.
I don't need to be any stronger than I am. If you knew the stuff I've lived through in my life, you would say, oh, my God, she has strength times 10,000 lifetimes. I don't need to be any stronger. I just need to find a good place to live.
Okay. Well, I believe everything will come together for you.
We just lost caller.
Oh,
little technical glitch there. I'm so terribly sorry. But she just dropped off suddenly.
Well, Natasha, go ahead and finish what, in case she's listening, finish what you were trying to share. And
absolutely.
Then see if Lynn or Sue have anything. And hopefully she's still listening and can hear us.
Okay. Yes, I was saying it was happening to her. I mean, for her, not to her. And the reason I was saying that is we live in a mirror universe, and whatever is happening to us is really a mirror of where we're at. Nothing is truly outside of ourselves. Whatever we are inside is what is reflected back to us in our environment. So if we need to be more forgiving, if we need to be more loving, we're going to have people come in that trigger us to teach us that. And in this case, 100%. She has a roommate. Yeah, she has a roommate that is upsetting her a lot, which says this means that there's a lot for her to still heal within herself. And when she has learned that, she won't attract people like that anymore.
Right. Well, and usually roommate situations go a little bit of both ways. And I'm not saying she's part of the issue, but she is part of the solution. And and hearing what we have to say could help her. That's
for sure.
Really, it's hard to look internally at how am I part of the situation. But I totally understand what you're saying, that when you're in the middle of something, you're there to learn, and it's not going to get fixed until you really learn what you're supposed to learn.
Exactly.
That's so true.
And that's why when I say the mirror universe thing, that's why you'll see people date the same type of person over and over. They'll date someone who doesn't work for them. They break up. And they'll keep doing it again because they haven't healed that facet of themselves. Right? We see those patterns.
So
the patterns repeat.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just lost my place here. There it is. Okay, we do have another caller. You ready to take another call?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. If I can get it to come up. Okay. Area code 810, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, I just wanted to check in with you girls and see, I entered a new career role about half a year ago, and I'm not in love with it right now. It's sort of draining, and I just wanted to see if you guys have any advice or insight into if I keep on this current career path or if I should start seeking something else and what that might be.
Megan, what is the career path you're on? What do you do right now?
I'm a data analyst.
I feel like there's something about it that you do like in terms of the work, but I don't get the feeling that you're someone who really lives up in a logical place in your brain a lot. I feel like you're more artistic. I feel like you need something where you're engaged a little more intuitively, and I just want to say, are numbers really your thing? Are you working with numbers as a data analyst?
I am, definitely. And that's where it's a little interesting is I didn't go to school to study statistics or study math, and that's what this role mainly is. So it's been a lot of learning and practicing and conditioning on the job right now.
Well, excuse me. Yeah, what I'm hearing is you fell into this. And the thing is that I think what you're learning right now is what you don't like to do so you can go out and do what you want to do. Can I ask, how old are you? Are you 27-ish?
It's close. I'm 25.
Okay. And what did you actually go to school? I feel like this was like a really backwards way to start doing what you really want. And I'm here in psychology. Does that make any sense at all?
I was an English and business major in college, so I definitely spent more time in college with the fine arts than with the sciences.
Okay.
And it's
I feel
exactly
like
as you said it. This job opportunity came just as a freak offer that came up, and at the time it looked like a good learning opportunity to advance, but now that I'm into it a little bit, I'm not so sure.
I don't feel like this is up your alley at all. I feel like it's actually the things that you don't love doing. And even though I think, are you kind of entrepreneurial? Would you rather be in business on your own?
A friend and I have talked about starting a crafting DIY franchise on our own, a little shop online, but we haven't really taken any moves to get there seriously.
All right. Because, again, I feel like, oh, this was an opportunity. It would pay the bills well because you have a degree. But it's certainly not what you love to do. And I'll just say that it's a means to an end in terms of paying the bills, but it's sort of a miserable means to an end. If you were doing something you remotely liked, you'd be successful at it. I feel like you're one of those people, most things that you touch, you do really well. And you've got this really bubbly, beautiful, wonderful energy, and I can't believe you're taking it to work. And, oh, my gosh, I have to ask, are you working with actuaries?
What was that?
Are you working with actuaries?
I'm not sure what that term means.
Oh, be grateful. They're very difficult people because I would say, God help you. If you're working in numbers and you're working with actuaries, no wonder you hate it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you know what actuaries are.
It's difficult because I can see the way that would help us to get to a solution, but there are just so many obstacles to where even learning more of the data, I don't feel as helpful as I could be.
Well, I don't even think you like the industry.
No, not really.
I think you should consider for now – I would say if you can take it, stay in the job for now, but this is not where you want to be for more than a couple of months until you can figure out something else. I think that there are other things that would by far fit the terms means to an end for a job that you would enjoy doing, that you can make money doing, that could be good money. There's lots of other things. Even HR. You could go into HR and work with people and enjoy that much more than what you're doing right now.
I've actually been looking to see if there are any job opportunities in HR. I feel like I've strayed away from that a little bit since my education and my beginning. So that's where I just feel hesitant moving forward. And that's, I think, the biggest thing blocking me right now, because otherwise I'd be absolutely out there looking.
I can absolutely tell you that what you're doing right now is not moving forward in any way. It's really not helping you at all. I would tell you... Take a look. I'm sure that you have aptitude tests that you did when you were getting ready to go into school. Have you done anything like Myers-Briggs or any business, more career coaching, where they did testing and they said, hey, this is what you're good at, this is the things you like, and this is how you marry them together?
I did. At the time, it was pointing more towards law, and HR was the two different areas.
Okay. So that is a really good place then for you to start. Those things do not lie. They totally were spot on when it comes to me. And just so you know, I've done business and career coaching, and Spirit uses my knowledge about that to connect with people about it. So the HR stuff, I think, would be really good for you. And I feel like it would be it still could be an okay solution. You might enjoy doing it long term, but I still get the feeling of you being more creative, wanting to do stuff that's more artistic. And I'm seeing pottery. Have you ever made pottery?
No. My friend and I, that we're talking about the business, we started playing with resin and just learning how to work with that a little bit
form.
More, but not so much the pottery.
Okay. I would definitely tell you to get on with that. Start working on it sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Because I don't think it would be a far cry to say that the two things could swap, and working in HR could become the thing that you would do on the side, while this could become what you really do to make money, and letting that drop off. I don't feel like you love being in a corporate setting, to be honest with you, and I don't feel like you really like the thought of being in an office on a regular, ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes
sense?
A lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
And I'll tell you, there are many ways to be rich in life, and happiness is as abundant as is money, right? Because, sure, you could start off making more money, but maybe you need to not worry as money about so much for now. Just do the things that make you happy. And if you do, I believe the money will follow. You know, let's say you wanted to work with this resin. You can teach classes and teach others how to make resin. You can sell product. There's a lot of things you could do. You can open up a store that sells all of the stuff to make resin items or craft items of other kinds. And I keep seeing pottery. So that might be something you end up really loving to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely more of a creative type than an analytical. I've taken up, so the resin, wood burning, painting, that's much more my happy place. So if I could find a way to incorporate that into a living, that would be the dream.
And, well, what I'm hearing is it just takes the very first step. Do you own a home right now, or do you have a place that you live that has space where you can set up a studio?
I live on my own right now, and there's a spare room that I've been meaning to set up properly.
Turn it into a studio and start creating. Just get started. It will alleviate some stress that you're dealing with during the day. And look for something that you can stand to be doing during the day is work. Who knows? I mean, there are pottery studios around. There are art studios around. Maybe you can teach somewhere. Maybe you can work someplace like that as opposed to doing what you're doing now, where sure, be less money, but you'd be a lot more happy. And then you can start doing this other stuff. And, you know, I mean, as a medium, I go out and I'm at expos all the time, and you could make what you make and go sell it at shows and make money. Right? You could even take other artists' stuff to show and sell it places, and then you're paid a commission by them just by having their art in your booth.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good point.
I think that you should make some changes. I would say do what you can as soon as you can, because I don't get the feeling you're happy.
No.
Although you really do have a lovely, beautiful energy about you that I really enjoyed when you called.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sue or Natasha, do either of you have anything?
Natasha, would you like to go?
Sorry, Megan, I pulled some angel cards for you.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled New Beginning. So to me, it does look like you will be changing jobs sooner than later. And
okay.
I pulled the friendship card and the music card. And I think the music and the friendship factor in to get yourself into a good headspace, right? And then there was that one friend where you guys were talking about some business things. So that's reflected. That's reflected there as well. And there are many, a lot of Jody covered a lot of it, but the other thing you can do too is you can have a full-time job and you at least want to find one you like, and then you can do evenings and weekends. You can work on the side thing that you're trying to get going, and then you can slowly evolve into, you know, maybe your business starts to get so busy you only need a part-time job. You don't need a full-time job anymore. So you can just gradually go there without creating a lot of stress for yourself on how you're going to pay the bills.
Okay. Yeah, that would definitely be the thing, that between the hesitation of just, is this the right time? Is this the right place? And knowing that it would be harder to support myself on crafting and doing what I really love. I think those have been the two things really blocking me from seeking elsewhere.
No, but you can get that going. Like, I personally do work in an office full-time, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and I do my spiritual business evenings and weekends.
Okay.
And I would have to be super busy to quit my job because I like having multiple money streams coming in.
Yeah. And that's the thing with this
role.
It
makes your life nicer.
I just feel so drained at the end of the day that I get home and I don't want to do any of those things I love to. So
yeah, and I'm going to make
even outside of work, it's impacting me.
Yes, no, I understand. And I, that's why when I saw the friendship card and music card, if you can do fun activities when you get home, because that's going to lift your vibration. And when you lift your vibration, you make better choices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and if you want to listen to some meditation type music before you go to sleep, that will help raise your vibration.
I actually have a guided meditation I put on just to help me get to sleep.
Okay, that's awesome. And the other thing is when I used to have job ADD. I used to change jobs about every 2 years. But what I would do is I would go to the temp agency. That way I could fire the jobs. They didn't fire me. So I could try out different jobs, and I wasn't stuck with the job until I found one I liked. That's what I would do. It gives you the power.
That's a great idea. Yeah, a lot of what I've done in the past has just been falling into opportunities and haven't really loved any of them, which has gotten me to here, and it's just not working.
No, just go to the temp agency, tell them, you know, what would interest you. You know, maybe there's some whatever, you know, just whatever interests you at least so you have a job you like. And if you do your business thing is something you will love because that's more your creative side, right? But also try to find a job that includes your creative side. You don't want to go against your nature. I always tell that with my palmistry clients because I can always tell with my palmistry clients if they're math business inclined or if they're creativity inclined, because they end up being very unhappy if they're doing a job that's the opposite.
Okay.
And good luck in your endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in, Megan. Please call us back and let us know how things go for you.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate all of you helping me.
You have a wonderful night.
You're welcome.
You too.
Good night.
Bye.
Such a sweet young thing. Okay. Our next caller is area code 917. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Nathaniel.
And how can we help you tonight, dear?
Well, I would like to know if you see my business growing in any way, if I will get more clients.
Okay.
Sorry, what was your name?
Nate.
Nate, okay.
Jody, do you have anything yet, hon?
What is your business then, Nate? What do you do?
I do, like, private consulting.
Okay, and what kind of businesses do you consult for?
People that are interested in developing their own businesses.
So are you a business coach?
Yes.
Okay. I do think you're going to see some growth, but I think it's going to be limited. And I don't know if I mean, you have a good stream of clients, but I feel like there's a whole marketing stream that you're missing out on. Are you trying to start boosting your business online?
No, I can't grow it too big because I'm also working full time, so I can't grow it too big, but it is very exciting, the work that I'm doing. I'm really, really excited about it. But
yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to do business coaching. You're helping other people do what they love to do.
Do it better. But I feel like I don't want to do private consulting like right now because I like to work in an environment where other people work as opposed to like doing my independent work alone all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. And yet you're still hoping that it will grow?
On some level, I hope. Yeah, maybe I don't know in what kind of platform I want it, but I do want it to grow, but I don't want to do it by myself. You know, I want a whole, like, a whole team of people.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I feel like you're honestly, like, from a standpoint of law of attraction, you're giving the universe a confused message, and I think that's because you're sort of confused right now. Have you ever sat down and figured out how you want this to work, how many clients you could work with at a time?
Yes, and I could work part-time. I could work part-time and do part-time private clients.
Okay, so getting to a point where you can do that is going to take a lot of
years.
A lot of
and
effort.
And that's fine.
I don't even think it would have to be years.
I'd rather have that.
I don't think it would have to be years. I actually feel like it's something you could manifest rather quickly. But you have to be able to jump in and start creating a really good sales funnel. Have you wanted to do, like, workshops to introduce people to the idea of what you do?
I have done workshops, but I don't really know what to do. So I'm just doing these workshops, and I don't really like them anymore. So I stopped. I think I prefer doing, like, in the Yes, like, I don't know if I want to, well, maybe the people that I was drawing in were coming for the wrong reasons, and maybe I want to draw people in that are coming for the right reasons that want to do this type of work, you know, this type of workshop, and I wasn't attracting the right people to my workshop.
Well, and I think, honestly, I feel like you're still a little confused about how you want to do it and who you want to work with. If you can get clear on that. If you can get clear on it, you can definitely manifest it. I feel like it can come in for you, but you have to be really clear on who you want to work with and what it is you want to help them in their business do. There's a whole lot of ways you can business coach people. You can coach them through the financial end. You can coach them through what do their clients look like, what is their marketing going to be. So what is it that you – or a little bit of everything, in which case you're going to be an educator too. So there's a whole lot of places. So
right, there's also an educational component to it. It's not just like coaching. It's also education and educating them and supplying resource materials, you know, resources for them to source out and gain more. It's a lot, but I don't want to do too much either. Like my full-time job is very, very important, but I also want to network in with this community. So I just have to wait and see how it all pans out, you know. I have to wait and see how it all pans out. But it could go quickly.
I feel like, okay, so here's what I'm hearing you say. I want to do this, and I put the brakes on. I'm going to hit the gas. I'm going to hit the brakes. You're going back and forth. So it's like, one or the other could be very successful, but you have to start choosing what you want to do. And how. And the other thing is, with this work that you want to do on your own in terms of your business coaching, I think you need to go out. I want you to go out online, and I want you to find 10 business coaches who are doing the kind of work you want to do, even if you find 3 business coaches. and look at how they build their business and look at how they're selling it and what their client looks like from their website. Even if you don't, if you're not doing this because you don't want to be online, that's fine. But I just want you to look at it and see how they're fine-tuning it and what they're doing.
Okay.
I feel like you have
that
to build.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's like you have to build the idea of who the client
My
is and what you're going to do for them first. You have to sort of narrow down your idea. And if it's something where you want to do this just one or two clients, okay, I don't want it to be a big thing, but for now, I just want to help someone because I'm doing my regular job. Because I understand this, you know, gas break.
Yeah.
Gas break.
Yeah, I
but
think
if you're
going
to do it, you've
got
to be
good.
Willing to move forward.
Yeah, I need to do the full-time job. I have to learn a lot more, and I need to do my full-time job, which is only going to support this job. It's like part of it, basically. So
mm-hmm.
I need to do that, and I need to, you know, one or two or three clients ongoing would be very helpful for me to learn about how to do this better, you know. But I'm doing good right now, but it's very scary for me because it's all new. So
mm-hmm. Have you had business coaching clients before?
Yeah, I've had many before. But it's been a long time. You know, I've worked with other kinds of clients for 2 years, and those clients were so different. Now
mm-hmm.
I'm going back to, like, people that are more functioning. So it's a whole nother thing. I used to, like, work one-on-one before in a different kind of platform, more like healing stuff, healing ways.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's more like on a professional level.
Okay. So once you get really focused on how you do want to do this, I do believe it could start working for you, but I think you're going to have to get very, very focused on who you want to work with, how you want to do it, and then that you want to do it, because I feel like there's this back and forth. But when you're ready to go forward, it's really going to come in, right? Because you're
yeah.
saying, I want it to grow. You can't give it the gas and hit the brakes at the same time.
Right. I just don't want to be overworking nonstop. You know, a job from 9 to 5:30, and then after that, one or two clients a week might be okay during the weekend. You know, got to take a break a little. I need to be present.
Absolutely.
You know?
And that's the thing, is you have to figure out what you want to do and what you can do.
Yes. Yes, I can. I can do
and
that.
And I'm so not trying,
yeah.
I'm not trying to rain on your parade, but I feel like unless you want to do like a group coaching thing, which you could make happen, right? Coaching
right.
a group of people about figuring out what their message is and how to deliver it and how to find the right clients and how to run the workings of their business.
Well, that's
but you're
going
to have to get clear about it.
Group later, too. I don't mind doing group,
mm-hmm.
be more, a little bit more seasoned in it. That's why I want to work full-time and be more seasoned, you know, in things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just go slow, but at least I'm going in the right direction.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Sue, do you have anything for her?
That was really good, Jody. Natasha, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yes, I think, you know, Jody drove the point home. You have a mixed vibration about these two things you're working on. You have to get more clear on what you want, what you don't want. That way you can grow whichever side you want to grow. And I did
okay.
put I did pull angel cards for you. One was self-acceptance. The other ones are like your angels are listening to you. But
okay.
It's really hard to create things if you have a mixed vibration. You got to get clear.
Yes.
Like maybe write it out, say it out loud, or write it out, figure it out. And
yeah,
then
I wanna
read it, you know. Like
yeah,
you just have to get clear which direction
work.
You want to go.
I don't just want to do some random groups that don't have really a purpose for me. I want to do more like work that has a purpose for me, you know, not just random workshops that I don't know who's coming and it's like all over the place. So that's kind of like I want to, that's ended, you know. If somebody is interested in my work, they can, I can spend like 30 minutes on the phone or 20 minutes on the phone talking to them or private more.
Yes. Just do, you know what? Just do what feels good. That's always your compass.
Yeah.
Is follow your bliss.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Nate. I hope we were able to help you a little bit, and call us back in the future. Let us know how you're doing.
It was so nice to talk about it. That's very, very nice. I always like talking about things. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, you have a wonderful
Nate.
Evening. Good night. Okay. Our next caller is area code 610. You're on the air. Can
Hello?
We get your name, please?
Hello, this is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How can we help you tonight?
Sorry, I'm just a bit startled because I just had something that happened right in front of my house here, so I was just trying to get my thoughts together.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. I just had someone who kind of followed me at my house to tell me that I did not make some stop signs and if that he know and next time the cops will be coming to my house. And to me, that's like harassment to follow someone to tell them that, you know?
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that has never happened to me in all my life, you know, and I've lived in different places.
Wow.
Yeah, when I know I did those stop signs, but yeah, and I think it's following someone to where they live. That's not even legal. Like, you know, that's harassment.
Yeah.
That's creepy. You might want to contact
yeah.
the police and let them know someone followed you home. That's not good.
I know, and the thing is that I was so happy, you know, minding my own business. So tomorrow's Valentine's, and then in one day is my birthday, and it's like I'm trying to, you know. And, you know, getting a few last-minute things and coming back home. And never in my life did I, you know, expect that. You expect these things to happen, you know, on the street, you know, in the city, you know, somewhere else, but not, you know, right where you live. But what freaks me out is now this guy knows where I live, and that's what bothers me, you know?
Right, right.
And you just can't say, you just can't send the cops to someone's house saying, hey, this person didn't make the stop sign, go to their house. The cops are going to say, hey, we can't do that, you know?
Right.
Right.
So,
well, let's
a whole bunch
try
of...
to raise your vibration and help you feel better about this.
Yeah.
What
no,
did you
I'm,
want
I'm sorry,
some help
just,
about tonight?
I wanted
That's
to
okay,
ask
honey.
A question. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm fine with that now. You know, I'm inside and I feel safe and that's over with. But I just had to get my thoughts together to ask my question.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm good now. I wanted to see what you're picking up about my current job. You know, where you see things progressing, me growing at this job, because I really, really enjoy it. And we are going to
mm-hmm.
be meeting everyone pretty soon, you know, for a company-wide meeting. I have to go to a certain destination, and so will others. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that, but I wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up for me at this job.
Can you tell me again your first name?
Sonia.
Sonia, thank you. I just wanted to hear the energy. And
sure.
What is it that you do at this job, honey?
Oh, I do technical work. You know, I'm a technical support engineer.
Okay. All right, I just needed to hear those things to tune in a little. Sue, do you have anything, or do you want me to go ahead and move forward?
You go right ahead, hon.
Okay. Sonia, with this work, is there some travel that will be involved?
Well, not. I mean, I will be traveling pretty soon for a company-wide meeting. But what I do
mm-hmm.
right now, I mean, I have to go out every, you know, once or twice a year to the company. But, no, normally my
Nothing
job does
crazy.
Not involve traveling.
Okay, because I do see you doing a little bit of traveling.
Really?
You know, I think that Yeah, I do. Do you get any of that, Sue? Did you say something?
I'm sorry, I wasn't even paying attention, honey.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. I thought you said something.
Okay.
I do get a little bit of travel. Maybe that is because you're coming up into this business-wide meeting. You know, I really feel like I think you like it there. I think they like you there. It's a good match for you because you're a really logical person. And I'm hearing about management. So I think that you could possibly go into some sort of management position in this company, either with a team or with like something with, I'm hearing the word development. Do you actually work on a computer and provide support of some kind?
Yeah, I'm not a developer though, but yeah, I do something along those lines. You know, I have to test things and manage our software and answer queries and do troubleshooting and stuff of that nature.
And I feel like, do you sometimes do some client-facing work?
Client-facing? Well, everything would be remotely. Yeah, sometimes I have to see what's going on, you know, on their end. Yeah, talk to them and also do screen share, stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to do really well with this. Plus, they're making me feel that you're really good at supporting people when you're working with them through an issue they're having. Do you do something with management of processes as well? Do you work with the project managers who test and manage processes?
Oh, I work with all sorts of people. Like, I am the liaison for so many people. I work with managers. I work with customer success managers. I work with people higher up in IT. We chat all day. We, you know, there's things going on all day, and I'm constantly, you know, involved in those conversations.
Constantly moving. They're kind of showing me like a plate spinner. You've got all these plates in the air, and you love it. You're just spinning those plates. You're just keeping the work moving. I don't see anything changing where you're not going to be happy. I see growth with it. I feel like you could end up in some management possibly. You're on the right track. And I think there could be a little bit of education that comes your way too. I don't know if it's internal or if they send you to a class, but they really like you where you're at. Have you been there a while? 3 years, something like that?
Yeah, I've been over about a year and a half, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, I think they really like you. I think they respect the quality of the work that you do, and I think you could be there for a while. I also feel like if you haven't had a raise, it's coming in, either a raise or a bonus.
Yeah,
it's
both things, actually.
You need to work for. Both things, okay.
Yeah.
And there could also be something that is individually directed to you in the way of a reward, a thank you, a gift. So I don't think it's often they do this, but I do feel like they really like you. So you're right track with this.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like them too, and, you know, it's a great opportunity. Everything I do is remote, and, you know, that's always a plus. Sometimes you end up overworking, but it comes with a job, you know.
IT, it always does.
What's that?
In IT, it often does.
Yeah. People even tell me that we had a few fires, we had things that went down, and I was managing everything by myself at some point, you know, because the other person that was helping me, they had to pull him away to take care of bigger fires. And I got a lot of kudos and recognition, you know, left and right from everyone, you know, patting me on the shoulder, you know, how you're, you know, holding up everything by yourself and, you know, doing a great job and whatnot. So, it will be great. Like, you know, you mentioned that there's going to be some traveling in the near future. Like, you see it like something frequent, like maybe a different position where I'll be traveling here, or how are you picking that up?
I definitely don't feel you're going to be in the same position for more than a year. So I'm not sure when that's going to come in. Like I said, it could be this large company-wide meeting, but there's stuff coming in for you. What you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. It's going to grow. You're going to do real well there. I feel very good about it.
No, I'm excited because we're supposed to transition to a new system. Of course, it's not going to happen overnight, which is going to be much better than the system we have. It's the same product, but just presented in a different software. because, you know, there are some bugs, there are some things going on now, and people complain, so you got to try to support what you have. But, yeah, definitely, I am looking forward to growing and, you know, learning more and, you know, getting a different position if it comes. But I know before, like, if I would get offered a different position, they won't let me go until someone is kind of like at my level and fully trained and be able to, you know, fully do what I do. I know that for a fact.
Yes. Well, I just think you're on the right track here and that the right things are coming together for you. Sue or Natasha, do you have any other information for her?
Natasha, do you have anything for Sonia?
Yes. Sonia, I pulled some angel cards for you. And I had got truth and integrity and answered prayer. So you're definitely where you're supposed to be. And it is your truth, basically. So just, you know, keep being authentic about what you enjoy and all that, and everything is just going to flow for you. And Jody covered most of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Sonia, thank you so much for calling in. Please give us call back and let us know how things go for you.
Sure. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 812. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I want to get some insight with two guys I'm interested in.
Okay. So, relationship.
Yes.
Jody, are you picking anything up yet for Nicole?
Nicole, what are the two gentlemen's names? Are you okay with giving me first names, honey?
Sure. It's Michael and Donovan.
Are you having more of a pull towards Michael?
Michael is my ex-husband. I was trying to make it work with him.
Okay. And then Donovan is a hottie.
Oh, yeah. I dated Donovan for like 2 years.
Okay. And yet you still are kind of hoping things with your ex-husband could kind of reignite, right?
Yeah, he messaged me last night. He says that I can't date you right now. I'd just rather be friends.
Your ex-husband did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, if that is what he's saying, you might want to move on. I feel your connection to him, but I also get this feeling that Donovan isn't quite the right match. I get the feeling that he's really cute. He's kind of a, would you say maybe he's a little bit of a player?
No, not really.
I just get this feeling of him not really being too settled yet. Have you, how long have you been divorced, honey?
Probably a year on February 14th.
Okay. I feel like you're still sorting through some of that. I think that you can definitely have a relationship with Donovan. I'm just not sure if I feel like it's going to be like somebody you're very serious with. It feels to me like you're not quite ready for someone you could be serious with. So I would say date him, have fun. If it turns into something more, which I think you'd like, that would be great, but be careful. Be careful to not make the moves first. Let him take the lead. And don't get in too deep until you know where he's leading you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because right now I feel like you need to protect your heart a little bit. You need to hold a little bit of yourself back for you. There's still healing you're doing, and right now is about just having some fun.
Oh yeah, okay. I was having fun with Donovan when I first got with him, and then I was separated, and we separated February 2016. I met Donovan April 2017. So I was having fun with him at first, and then after my divorce was final, I looked at him. I was like, I want something more serious now.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what I told.
So. That's what you told Donovan?
Mm-hmm.
And did you get the feeling that he would want a serious relationship right now?
That was back in last February I told him that. And mm-hmm. He goes, not going to happen.
So that kind of backs up what I'm feeling. So I would say mm-hmm. have fun with him. Keep it light. Mm-hmm. Don't commit anything to him that, you know, like, don't give up so much that you get hurt by him.
Right.
And, you know, keep your eyes open. Keep looking. If he's going to be around, he'll make an effort. But I feel like someone else will come in. Okay.
Oh, can you tell me about the other person?
What's that?
Can you tell me about the other person that's coming in? You said there's somebody else coming in.
I just feel like someone else will come in for you. I'm not getting information. I just feel like someone else will come in for you within the year. Sue, do you get anything for her?
Natasha, do you have anything you want to add for Nicole?
Yes. Nicole, I pulled some angel cards for you. I got divine guidance, new love,
mm-hmm.
and playfulness. And
yep.
I'm just feeling into your vibe right now, and I feel you need to focus on yourself more. I think you're too dependent on other people, and that could be partners, friendships. Am I right?
I have become more reliable on myself for the last few weeks. I have been because I realize I can't be, nobody's going to be there for me or whatever. I live alone. I live by myself. I take care of my own bills, do my grocery shop, and I do everything by myself.
Right. But do you enjoy, do you really enjoy your own company? Are you in love with yourself?
Yeah, actually, I have been. I've been enjoying
okay.
myself.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I do see a new love. I don't think it's Donovan or Michael. I think,
mm-hmm.
you know. Oh, I have a kitten, and it's making a lot of noise. and I think, again, focus on playfulness because that's where you're going to end up meeting people. I don't know, you could go bowling, you know, whatever your interest is. You're going to be somewhere having fun.
I'm going to be traveling in April to go to Florida for our wedding, for my brother's wedding.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It's going to be something like that where you're having fun and all that. Your vibration is good. It's higher. And you're going to pull that person into you.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember, you're whole, you're beautiful, and you're perfect already.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for calling in, Nicole. Please call back and let us know how you're doing.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening.
Bye.
Okay, we have one more caller. Area code 401, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Carrie. I'm calling in from Rhode Island.
Hi, Carrie. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I was open to any messages that you may have for me from spirit, whether it's loved ones who've crossed over or spirit guides, because 2019 is sure to be a year of change for me. I have had kind of a tumultuous past couple of years, quite a bit of loss, new beginnings, and a lot of stagnation. So I'm at a fork in the road with a relationship currently, which also has a sentimental meaning to me in my past, as we own the property that I actually grew up in as a child, which is also a rental property. My father's in spirit. And we're not really seeing eye to eye, and it's been stagnant for some time, but I've learned that I sort of have to put myself first, which I know that I should have done all along, but it's always waiting for the other shoe to drop. So any messages that you may have that would guide me to my best spiritual path, I'm definitely open to hearing because it's been a lot of darkness.
Okay.
Jody, can you repeat your first name?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat your first name for me, honey?
My first name is Carrie.
Thank you. Sometimes we get through the details of the beginning and I've forgotten the name. Carrie, the first thing I want to say is I feel like your father is with you quite a bit. And did you have a warm, loving relationship with him? Was he quite close to you?
No. It was a very mild, tumultuous. In fact, really rare. Never said I love you, but I just, there was this bond. Unfortunately, he passed very unexpectedly, very young, pretty much. He's 60.
He comes forward saying, I love you.
Yeah, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, well, what I want to say to you is...
Recently, I reached out to heal a rift I believe he had in life with his own brother, and he ended our conversation saying, I love you. So I felt like that was from my father. So thank you for that validation.
Absolutely. Did he... Because he had a rough life, didn't he?
Yeah, which he never spoke about, which might have been useful, but I learned a lot about him after his passing.
Well, yeah, because you would have made a lot more peace with who he was, and you would have understood how he was more. And he's saying, what I'm hearing is, I'm sorry, I didn't want to lay it on you, and also he just didn't have the communication skills. Was there some depression with him?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. And he's saying to me, you did doubt his love for you. And he says, I'm sorry I laid that on you. But he says, trust me, I doubted my love for myself. And there weren't a lot of people that he was able to connect with and say that to. I get the feeling he had a hard time telling his mother, I love you. And he says, and yeah, I loved my family. And he says, I didn't always do well for them, but I did try to do my best. And I do get this feeling of darkness with him, of depression. And was there some alcoholism, honey?
Yes. His father passed when I was 3, very unexpectedly, when he was about my age. He was, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Was there some
alcoholism? Yes.
Was there some alcoholism?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to say to you, he is telling me, he says, what I'm getting is it's very difficult for you to sell this property. Was it his in some way, or is he and his family connected?
My grandfather purchased it. My grandfather was a pilot, was an airline pilot. I'm a former flight attendant, ironically. It got passed down. My father, at the time of his death, owned it with my grandmother, who passed a year later, 2014, 2015, and then I inherited it, and my significant other was very similar in emotional capacity to my father. Purchased it in 2016, and we've just been stagnant. So that's the short version. I know we're on
air. Okay, so was this your father's property too then?
Yeah.
Did
and
he
I grew
have?
Up here.
Okay.
I assume responsibility. Yes.
Because what I'm hearing about it is there's this guilt about allowing it to leave your family, but I'm hearing in a lot of ways having this property doesn't serve you any longer.
Right.
And
absolutely.
If you were to sell it, there are things about the income it would produce that would help you quite a bit. And I want to encourage you to go ahead and sell it because your father is also saying it's okay. They support you in this decision. Are you going to do something with education or something? Or buying a home somewhere else that would help you to grow personally and financially?
Yeah, I mean, I at this point believe that I have no choice. The relationship I'm in has become a little bit psychologically or verbally abusive, and it's
okay.
Sort of centered around, and I am not working at the moment, but I've formerly worked in the legal field as well as being a flight attendant, and I do want to just reemerge and really help others as a result. Sort of what I've gone through. It's changed me
absolutely.
As a person.
Well, and as you said that, I saw the Tower card come into vision for me. The Tower card is kind of a scary card for people because it's about everything sort of falling apart before you pick up the pieces. but it also represents the phoenix rising from the ashes. And they're saying to me, you're already in ashes, the phoenix is ready to rise. And selling this property is almost a formal goodbye to the things that in your past have not served you well. And as you make, I want to call it the disconnection to some of the negativity and choose to embrace the love that your family did have for you, instead of recognizing what wasn't there for you, you are going to start out on this new beginning in such a place of higher vibration of self-love and self-acceptance. This man who's been in your life has helped you to recognize how much more you deserve.
Yeah.
He's
making it very difficult to sell it.
Of course he is. Was he married to you in some way?
We both own the property, and no, I was hoping for that, but we are on separate deeds. We've actually never really even had the opportunity to legitimize the ownership. He's a firefighter. He owns his own business. My father owns his own business. Very, very karmic relationship. But I think my
purpose here is done. Why does he have any ownership of your family's business?
He bought my grandmother, who passed away after my father. He bought her house,
uh-huh.
So me and him owned it outright without a mortgage. But I'm now realizing this is never going to really happen. You know, it needs to be rented. I mean, it's just been put on the back burner, and they're rentals. You know, it shouldn't have been our forever home, clearly with my grief and everything else attached to it. But, you know.
Can he buy your house?
He can, absolutely, in cash. But I don't know if I can trust him to actually commit to that without fear of retaliation. So it's sort of,
no.
You know, I'm weighing my options.
Okay, so because I feel like no matter how you have to go about it, it has to be legal, it has to be contractual.
Yep.
You're going to have to work with a lawyer. And, yes, but I don't think that he has as much power as he thinks, okay? So stop feeding into his thoughts and beliefs that he can control you, because that's always all he's looking for. It's kind of funny because I heard your father sort of say under his breath, if I was there, I would kick his A-double you-know-what. So your father, even though he wasn't always there for you, was protective in his way.
Very. In a very diplomatic way, and that is not what I'm experiencing. And there's alcoholism involved in the relationship, so it is so karmic, and I'm just like, oh, no. I mean, I'm an only child.
You know,
my mom is still here. But, you know, I don't want her to have to kind of go through this with me. It's just, you know, what does not kill you makes you stronger. So thank you for giving me some guidance.
And I want to say to you that it's not really, karmic implies in a way that there's something you're paying for. I want to be clear. The karmic isn't about that. What I'm hearing that is important about this is this relationship happened so that you could recognize the things that weren't stable in the relationship with your father, the things that weren't good, so that you can also learn how to recognize it in future loving relationships. You will not have to learn these lessons again. And what that means is that when the next person comes along, those negative traits don't have to be in that future relationship. So please just know that the next person who comes in, you're being given an opportunity. You're going to be given the opportunity to know and recognize what it is that hasn't been working for you before it becomes a thing or a relationship. And the spirit guides are going to work with you on that.
Yeah.
Because you've already been through it. And your father is saying, I'm on this side and I will do what I can to help you from here. He recognizes that he wasn't the greatest father, but he does say, I loved with the greatest love that I had available in my being, in my existence.
Right. And I agree with that. It's just hard because the person who's in my life now, I was in another relationship when my father passed, and that person is also in spirit. So, again, I thought that this was sort of the person that was coming in, and it turns out there's still more lessons to be learned. And that's why I guess I consider it a karmic relationship, So I don't want to become closed off to any other opportunities in the future and harden my soul. But again, your advice provides a lot of clarity. It truly does.
Yeah. And you won't. You're not going to harden off to this because you are a spiritual person, because you are open, because you know that love is why we are here. And this isn't what you want. That's not what you want
right.
for your life. So you don't have to accept it. Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. And I think, I really think you should sell this property and start moving. If he cannot, start moving forward, seek legal help to force your hand and start moving forward and doing what you need to do. Because if you do, this year is going to open up. It's like right now you're at like the point at the bottom of a V. And as you make these changes, the V opens up wide. And so your opportunities become much stronger and much more open.
I'm ready for that.
Soon?
Because it's just, yeah, I'm so ready for that. Because you know, it's like going back. Looking back, there's like no memories for the past year. And it's just like, well, what did we do? You know, so I don't want to live that. Every day, you know, should be lived like it's your life.
Yes, and you feel like you're missing out because you haven't had a chance to experience the kind of loving relationship where someone can openly say, I love you, I love the good, I love the bad, you're perfect in your imperfection.
Absolutely.
But it's coming for you.
Thank you.
I know we're starting to run a little short on our time, honey. Stay on the line. Natasha, have you pulled any cards for her?
Yes, I did. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Hi there. I pulled the power card for you, and that's about you stepping into your power and following your compass.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I see new beginnings and probably to do with selling the house and everything.
Yeah.
And I also picked up the soulmate card. Do you have a soulmate around you?
I believe he's in spirit. I really, truly believe he's in spirit. There was a lot of non-closure. Him and my father are around me a lot. But I mean, again, I've also made my peace with that cord. It's just that my current brings him into our situation to sort of deflect his own behavior because I opened up regarding our issues. So, yeah, I do believe. Yeah. But maybe there's one to come. Who knows? Yeah, I'll be my own soulmate.
Yeah. Well, you have multiple soulmates, so you're not limited in that way. But it could be that he and your dad definitely are around you and they're guiding you. And, you know, we're doing love is the theme tonight. And, you know, don't settle. Someone is giving you their best or they're not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you both for your information. I really, truly appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's okay, honey. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jeffrey.
You have a wonderful night, dear.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
We only have about a minute left, so wrap it up. Thank you so much, Natasha, for joining us tonight. It's always so wonderful when you can join us.
And thank you, Sue, and thank you, Jody. I love doing the show with you ladies. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
We love having you here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And Jody, it's always great working with you too, always.
Thank you. I love working with you guys.
And just thank you to all of our callers for calling in and making our evening, filling it full of love and happiness. Please check us out on the Sacred Embers Facebook page. And all of us, Natasha Scott, Jody Higgins, Lynn Bleasdale, and myself, Sue Fields Delamonte, are on Facebook. And please keep in touch with us. Thank you very much, and everyone have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me.